What if everything you thought you knew about relationships was designed for a species that no longer exists? Throughout history, humans paired up for survival protection, resources, children. We built marriages on need, friendships on comfort, and families on obligation. But something fundamental is shifting. Across the planet, people are waking up to capacities that transcend the five senses. They're experiencing intuitions that prove accurate, synchronicities too meaningful to dismiss, and a gnawing sense that physical reality isn't the whole story. This isn't mysticism, it's evolution, and it's rewriting the rules of human connection from the ground up. We're developing what might be called a second sensory system, one that perceives meaning, purpose, and interconnection beyond what eyes can see. While our physical senses detect surfaces, this emerging awareness penetrates depths. You suddenly know things about people that no observable evidence could reveal. Those gut feelings that once seemed random now appear purposeful, even prophetic. This isn't replacing logic or physical perception, it's adding dimensions to them, like discovering your black and white television could show color all along. At the core of human suffering lies a singular ache, feeling fundamentally unlovable and unworthy of belonging. This terror drives us to accumulate possessions, chase achievements, and control others as elaborate detours around this haunting fear. This pursuit of external power, the ability to control your environment and others, has driven civilization. You get the promotion, buy the house, win the argument, and momentarily the pain recedes. But external power is unstable. A market crash, health crisis, or betrayal, and it evaporates. Yet we're not as powerless as we feel. Your smallest choices, saying yes instead of no, speaking from anger or patience, judging or accepting, set off cascading effects that shape your entire experience. Even unexpressed judgments affect relationships through subtle energy others unconsciously detect. Using this creative power without knowing your intentions is like driving with a painted windshield. You're moving, but you can't see where you're going. Imagine prisoners chained in a cave, watching shadows they believe are reality. One escapes, discovers the actual world, and returns, only to be dismissed as insane. This ancient allegory captures our situation. We're trapped by recurring emotional patterns. Anger, jealousy, fear, shame, addiction, resentment, these emotions repeat regardless of circumstances. New job, same anxiety. New relationship, same jealousy. Different city, same loneliness. We can't see these patterns with physical eyes, but we feel them. Chest tightness, stomach burn, crushing weight. These painful emotions often protect us from something deeper, the fundamental terror of powerlessness. Anger feels more manageable than vulnerability. Perfectionism feels safer than risking failure. Breaking free requires feeling these core sensations directly rather than reacting habitually. Each time you pause before lashing out or sit with anxiety instead of reaching for your phone, your chains weaken. The difficult players in your internal drama, the angry one, the jealous one, the anxious one, all originate in fear. They disguise fear in various costumes, create pain internally, and cause destruction externally. Yet paradoxically, they're precisely what you were born to heal. Without conscious intervention, life unfolds robotically, repeating old patterns in new situations. Happiness depends on external circumstances, the car, relationship, or recognition you've been chasing. When these disappear, so does your happiness, because it was conditional all along. Joy emerges from removing internal obstructions. It flows from your loving parts, genuine contentment, heartfelt gratitude, patient understanding, deep appreciation for existence itself. The universe inherently sings with joy, and you join this cosmic chorus when you free yourself from your frightened parts. Frightened parts create painful consequences even when they get what they want. The colleague who masks fear with disdain wins arguments but loses connection. The person using romance to relieve unworthiness attracts partners but never feels truly seen. Challenging these frightened aspects requires experiencing perceived powerlessness while choosing differently, not shouting when angry, not withdrawing when hurt, not attacking when threatened. Each choice chips away at your self-imposed prison. As you cultivate loving parts while challenging frightened ones, relationships transform and your personality gradually aligns with your soul's authentic nature. Spiritual partnership represents something entirely new in human relationships. Equals committed to mutual spiritual growth, helping each other with life's deepest work. This differs fundamentally from friendship. Friends seek comfort and safety, helping each other succeed externally. They try to fix situations and offer assurances, masking internal experiences with caretaking, unconsciously manipulating rather than supporting growth. The price for this comfort is uncontrollable, destructive behaviors, spiteful words, rage, resentment, power struggles. Spiritual partners help each other heal frightened parts of their personalities. They use painful interactions as growth opportunities rather than occasions for blame. Like gardeners on adjoining plots, they share knowledge and commitment to create authentic power by pulling weeds, frightened parts, and cultivating flowers, loving parts. They don't try to change each other, but commit to changing themselves. True equality in relationships is absolute. It either exists or doesn't. When you feel superior or inferior, these imbalances reveal active frightened parts. True equality exists only when you see others as souls rather than personalities, neither more nor less precious than yourself. Most people live within unconscious roles: the caretaker, the rebel, the victim, the hero. These roles temporarily anesthetize the pain of powerlessness. Roles that choose you imprison you. Roles you consciously choose become vehicles to express love. Creating authentic power is simple yet demanding. Distinguish fear from love, then choose love. Focus on learning about yourself rather than judging others. Change yourself, not others. Your emotions manifest as physical sensations. Uncomfortable feelings near your throat, chest, or solar plexus signal a frightened part is active. Pleasant sensations indicate a loving part. Your thoughts reveal which parts operate. Judgmental thoughts mean frightened parts. Grateful thoughts signal loving parts. Your intentions create your experiences. They're glimpses of your future. Conscious intentions show what you're creating. Unconscious ones create just as powerfully, but surprise you. Someone who caretakes others to feel worthy becomes frustrated when unappreciated because her care carries hidden agendas people sense and resist. The new courage means using your will to heal your fears rather than change others. Your frightened parts never feel responsible. Anger and jealousy blame others. But taking responsibility positions you to discover which choices created which experiences. Before sharing difficult truths, examine your intention. Does it come from fear, judging, blaming, or love, supporting growth? When feeling emotional pain or judgment, shift from fearful to loving perspective, the fundamental dynamic in creating authentic power. Billions now access universal wisdom through their unique perspectives. The world pivots on a choice: wisdom through love and trust, or fear and doubt. We must distinguish love from fear in ourselves and assume responsibility for our choices. Family relationships offer profound possibilities for spiritual growth. From a multisensory perspective, souls agree before birth to become family and support each other's development. When you heal a frightened part of your personality, you change generational patterns affecting both past and future generations. Your family is your homeroom in Earth School. Creating authentic power unfolds moment by moment. Like a kaleidoscope, each moment brings new opportunities as frightened or loving parts activate. No formula exists, only your capacity to choose. This commitment transforms your existence into a life your heart longs to live: fulfilled, grateful, caring, patient, present, meaningful, creative, and loving. The old relationship model, built on need, survival, and external power, is collapsing. Something magnificent emerges. Partnerships between equals who see each other as eternal souls, who use every conflict as curriculum, who commit to their own transformation rather than controlling others. Your relationships are the laboratory where you either perpetuate ancient patterns of fear or midwife a new consciousness into existence. The choice, moment by moment, is yours.